Rav Shlomo Weisbart, Parshas Vayigash.
Nah, never.
I've forgotten where to stand here.
Take it. Let's see.
Yep. Okay, everybody, so good morning, everyone. I'd like to give a share about, losing your brocha. Of course, a little short on the, very briefly. It says, I think the Chofetz Chaim says this, you know, that the brothers had many, many kashas, what was going on, the whole story. All of a sudden he said a few words, Ani Yosef, everything was answered. Words have got a tremendous koyach. I must say before I start this shir, I once read from Rav Zev Lev. He used to give a shir on Shabbos, towards Motzei Shabbos, he used to give a shir in his shul, I think he still does probably actually, give a shir. And he gives a few halachas. Apparently, he was once giving a shir in Hilchos Boira. A few years before the end of Shabbos, and he was speaking about the person's got a bowl of nuts and raisins. And he didn't want any raisins, so he took out each one of the raisins and put them on the side. So he said over in the shir that Bachar is a sincere shayla of an Issa Boira, so the shayla of an Issa Dreis, the person mustn't do it. He finished the shir. After the shir, an older person comes up and says, Rabbi, I don't know where you're coming from. He says, I've been living my life for 60, 70 years. He says, I've never heard a word of what you're talking about. Never. I've never, ever heard you say. I don't know where you're making these halachas that from. I don't know where it's coming from. Unfortunately, some people don't get affected when they hear sometimes a change halacha. A person has to know that halacha, sometimes a person hasn't been well versed with it, but he has to know. On the other hand, he does say that he once had a nice, he heard of a young couple, also you can see the difference over here, a young couple who went to for Shabbos to someone, stayed by someone's house over Shabbos, and they brought a bowl, a nice bowl to put the fruit in or whatever to use. So they came and they presented it to the woman in the house, and the woman in the house opened it up, so it looks absolutely beautiful. She says, you know what, it is so nice actually, we're going to use it straight away. So she goes, undoes it, she puts it on the table, she puts all the fruit inside there, and the young couple look at each other, toggled, it hasn't been toggled yet, what should we do? Should we say anything to her? What should we do? They thought, you know what, maybe we should tell her. So they said to her, you know, that before you use something, a new utensil, really you're supposed to immerse it into a kosher mikveh, and then you can use it, which I never knew about that. She said, so I've got some good news for you, she says. None of my utensils have been toggled. This was before Shabbos, yeah, Friday afternoon. So the woman said to the, I don't know what to do. She said, you know what about, should we go now and toggle all the kelim? Why not? I'm happy to tell you. They went. So you get different people who do different things. Let's hope we're the people who do change. If we
maybe that's the case you said, there's a shayla of Issur Boreh. Maybe it meant there's no shayla. It's definitely an Issur Boreh in that case. Yeah. Is that what it meant?
Maybe that's what it meant. So we're going to talk about very interesting, I love it, my friends. Very, very interesting. I don't know why, but the thing is, we move around a lot. We do like to move. But most of us don't sit still. And because of this problem of us moving around, it causes often a problem with our brocha. I'm going to start with the section we're talking about over here now is a brocha, which is a bona fide brocha. It requires an after brocha bona fide. That's drinks, apples, oranges, crisps, all things that require bona fide. We're going to come to other things as well. But the vayla, that's what we're concentrating on. We're concentrating on food items that have an after brocha of a bona fide. And a person that's eating that item, he makes a brocha, that's over here, he has a cup of coffee. By the way, I've made a brocha on this group before, yeah, so I've made a brocha over here. So he makes a brocha and a cup of coffee, he sits in the room over here, then he realizes he's left something in the car outside. He's parked in the courtyard over here, he's realized he's left something in the courtyard, so he wants to go out and go fetch it and then come back in again. Has he lost his brocha on his coffee? So this is an interesting halacha. Let's start from the beginning. We're going to start from where to turn. So the first halacha is in one room itself. That's called in one room itself. You make a brocha in a room over here, and you start with your coffee over here, for example. Then you want to move down there, to put your friend down there. Then you move to another place. In the room itself, That's called mepina or pina. In one room, moving around from place to place in one room is no problem.
Without any doors, yeah?
Why? Yeah, one room. We're talking about one room.
Like
no here. No problem. So one big room, and it's the nice, it's a big room, baby room. You have a banquet hall, a customer hall. You move around. Mr. Brewer actually is very interesting. Mr. Brewer says over here that who I've been, if you've got in one room, the moshul, even things inside the room, like moshul, like a tunnel, which is a bit of a break, it blocks the view of the other side of the room. Even so, since it's called one room, that is okay. The chayr, who I did a machitza, goes to a chasta, for example, they don't normally often wash it, unless someone's not washing. So the chayr, a machitza in one room is also, that's also nothing, that's also called one big room. And even so, you're allowed to, if you go from one part, then what you're doing in the ladies section, you shouldn't be in the ladies section, really. But he's gone to the ladies section, made a baruch of shahakar in the men's section, then he moves over to the ladies section. He wants to have the rest of his drink there. That is okay. It's called in one cheder, it's okay. An L-shaped room, the chayra, I couldn't see anyone speak about this. An L-shaped room means you're in one room and the room bends over. Chayra, that's also called one room, and therefore that would also be okay. You don't lose your brocha by going from one place to the other.
You mean that you can't see the other side?
You can't see the other side. It's shaped like an L shape. Yeah, you can't see it. But the chayra, it's all one room. It's basically called one room. And therefore, that the chayra is not a problem of losing your brother. Then you've got mecheda lecheda. Now, this is very, very common. Because when we talk about moving around, when we talk about Mr. Rose Mashman, moving out is even for a second a problem. That means a person goes out of his mokum, even for a short time, even that is a problem. There's no time limit to how long you must be out of your area for. Mishnah Brewer's Mashma, we're going to follow Mishnah Brewer, many, many different shifts here, there are others, but Mishnah Brewer holds, if a person goes out even for a very, very short time, he's lost his bracha. So, now, let's talk about this case over here, cheder lecheder, going from one room to the other. It's not, in Shulchan Aruch, it looks like it's a bit of a problem, going from one room to another. However, the Poskim say, that here's a chiddush, that here, das, if a person has das, he has intent when he makes a brach in one room, and he's in one building, and he wants to go from one room to another, there das helps. Das is very restrictive, I must tell you. It's very difficult to understand this. It's an interesting thing. Normally, das helps in certain things. In this aspect of losing a brach, I mean, if a person goes, let's say, he has a shakra here, and then he wants to go to shul, to daven mincha, and come back, das doesn't help that. The only time really das does, and we'll see about a few exceptions, but the real time that das works the chatchila is mecheda lecheda. A person going from one room to another room, and he knows before he's going, before he starts his meal, that he's going to go to another room during the course of the meal, in the same house. That das is lechatchila good. The poskim say that nowadays, since we move around so much, it's automatically understood that we can move around. So the moshal, the person who has to go, what do you call it, he has a cup of coffee in the room. Goes to the kitchen, yeah, he goes to serve from the kitchen, that's right. In and out, in and out. He goes to the bathroom, he has to go to the toilet. He's gone out to another room. It's all going to another room. Even so, it's going to another room. That is okay, because we assume that you've got automatic das. A person has got automatic das, he doesn't sit still. And the phone goes, he knows the phone goes, it's very common for him to move out, like I say, he wants to help his wife, whatever, he wants to help someone, he wants to go and get something from another room, let's go to the toilet, he has to do various things. Someone told me, actually, he asked a shadow to someone, actually, he's got a loft, which he says he doesn't really use. His children have gone out of the house, he doesn't really use a loft. It's very rare he actually goes up to the loft. He said, put me outside, why am I in the middle of the meal and has to go up to the loft? So that's a bit worse, that case, yeah, because it's not a normal thing, there could be worse, Tucker. But generally speaking, in our cases, what we've got, our general case is that normally we are not focused in one place. We generally have in mind to move around, and therefore that's automatic to go from one room to the other is not a problem.
If you take a drink with him to the loft, if he takes his drink with him, there's a house
that must be. Come to
the I don't understand why my burning in Pushner is in a drinking of water, my das doesn't help me, and why by a burning a suda, it doesn't help me. I never understood that, Aloha. Why? By a suda, if you think of going to eat there, when you think you're.
Red, we're comfortable. Red is much better.
Different?
Because red is much stronger, you see. Red's got a much stronger brocha. The moiti is much stronger. It ties you down. It's a much stronger brocha.
Then it should be more. Then it shouldn't be lenient.
But for lenient, because you don't lose it. You don't lose. It's very hard to lose.
I mean, the brocha is very hard to lose.
The moment is very hard to lose.
That's a cloud. That's what you're learning.
Well, it comes out well. Yeah. The vayel. I'm talking about all brochas. Again, stressing now. The vayel. We're talking about brochas which end in a burning of foshes. That's all the Bible we're talking about. Any bracha which requires a burning of foshes afterwards. Yeah? So, I tell you, apples, oranges, drinks, crisps, loads and loads of things. Well, meat, fish, potatoes. Person's having supper. He has meat and potatoes. We'll have to see about supper. I have another heter. The Bible talks about eating by yourself, you're having fish and meat, and then you go outside for a few minutes. Yeah? And you've lost your broch, pastors.
Yeah.
Okay? So the Bible is talking about pina in one room, going around in one room is no problem. Mecheda lecheda also, we're saying, is also okay. Mecheda lecheda, if you go from one room to another room in the same house, you do not lose your brocha in such a case. That's what we said as well, yeah?
A garage.
I'm coming to the moving out of the house as well. Yeah? Das certainly helps. Roya Makoma certainly also helps as well. If someone goes from one room to the other, he sees the place also, no problem at all. Now, let's talk about the more problematic. Let's say you're going now from your room into your garden. You go from your house into your garden. That's Mibayis Lachotza. Yeah? Now that, Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, is a serious problem.
Yeah.
A person goes out from his house into his garden, Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, his pastor's lost his bracha.
We can still see where he was before.
Yeah, that's pastor's, he's lost his bracha, and he's got a big problem. Bidi Ebed, if a person can see the original place where he made the bracha, that means, for example, here's going to be very problematic. Let's have a bracha and a cup of coffee over here. I go out to the courtyard over there, straight ahead. Problem is the doors are closed. Which the rule says if the doors are closed, you can't see, you've also lost it. If the doors are open, it's never been closed, you can see right through. But the Eved, Roya Makoma helps. It's not ideal, but Roya Makoma, you can't make any brocha. You see the original place, the room. You don't see the actual place where you made the brocha. You can see the plate, the room where you made the brocha, that area where you made the brocha. But the Eved, you don't make any brocha. It's not ideal. It's not posh. There's a lot of speakers over here, and therefore one shouldn't really do it. One shouldn't really go out. But if one did go out, if you can see the original place, then you don't lose your brocha. If you went out, for example, round the corner, then you lost the pastures, yeah? So there you've lost your brocha. I must tell you, that's the pastures of the Mr. Brewer. Lechaya, this will be a problem with the sukkah. People haven't got freestanding, sukkahs growing in the houses. They've got them in the garden. So if you're having a cup of coffee, for example, in your sukkah, and you come from your sukkah into your house, you've gone through the garden into your house, because you've lost the brocha.
Where did you make the brocha over the coffee? In here.
So you made it. Only, I must tell you, Shlomo Zalman says a chiddush, I'm sorry, Mr. Brewer, Shlomo Zalman's got a chiddush, that if the area you're going out to is enclosed with machitzas, that's got to be in like one room to another room. It's a very chiddush, that, right? It's not a Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer doesn't take on that. Mr. Brewer says, one goes to a chotzer, someone goes to his courtyard, he's lost his brocha, it's finished. Even for a short time. Yeah, sorry.
So if the door's closed, but you could actually see if the door was open.
No, it doesn't. The door's closed, even though you couldn't see, it doesn't help. Yeah, it's a kiddush actually. You have to have the door open. It means there must be a time when you're obscure from that place where you had it. Otherwise, you've lost it. It sounds more complicated than it is. It's not as bad as it sounds. I'm bad. It's not as complicated as it sounds. So again, so you've got one room itself, pina going around, there's no problem. Mecheda lecheda, one room to another, also we're saying there's no problem, really. We're saying it's automatic das that you've got. Automatically, we assume that that's what you intend to do, to move around from one room to another in the same house, and therefore there's no problem. The problem arises when you go out of your house. You go in the mosque, into your courtyard, into your garage, it's the same thing. Unless it's mamish connected to the house, it's mecheda lecheda. If it's freestanding, if it's away from the house, you have to go out into the open to go to your garage. That's the same shayla as the bais hachotzer. Yeah, that will depend on. If it's a joint in the house, it's like room to room. If it's not a joint in the house, then it's got a new din. It's got a din of bais hachotzer, which is lechayah problematic.
Even though you've got das,
is very problematic. When it helps on the bais hachotzer. Right over here, bais hachotzer, das pasht does not help. Yeah. Roya Makoma is a question. If you can still see the original place, you go to your chotzer, you can still see it. That's the sophic. Again, you can't make a brocha because it's a sophic. Yeah? You can't make a brocha because it's a sophic. The mice is not very good to do. It's not an ideal situation. That's called Mibayis Lachotzer. I'm saying people can have this, if you have a barbecue. I wonder about this. I mean, normally, very often you wash, it's not really a shower, but let's say someone's just having sausages and. It's not such a common thing, because normally you're not having burning of foshes. But Louis II told me having the crisps outside, he goes from his garden into his house, back again, keep going backwards and forwards. The Khairi's got a problem with his rock. He's not doing an ideal situation. It's very, very bitty edit what he's doing. And it could be Zeroy and McCoy, maybe you can still see the place, but it's not ideal what he's doing. It's not an ideal situation. Then you've got another case, is a garden, which is Mukha Machitzas. Now you can have a big park like this, yeah? A big park which is surrounded by Machitzas. In this case over here, it's all called one place. And therefore, even though you can't see the place, it's good. So a person makes a rock, for example, and Prostomi Heat, the park's got all Machitzas around it. It's got all the way Machitzas and Prostomi around it. That's called one big area. And therefore, that's not a problem, Meiser. The person makes a bracha there, the bracha will carry on. He makes some crisps, he has some crisps there, then that is no problem. What someone asked before is also interesting, actually. If someone makes a bracha of a sweet, for example, in his house, he has it in his mouth, shakali and bori, and he goes out into the street, goes for a walk, goes round the block. So there, many poskim hold that if you've got it continually in your mouth, it's never ever left your mouth, then you don't use your bracha.
You can't have another one.
Yeah, unless you put it in straight away. If you put it straight away while the first one's still in, maybe the bracha gets carried through. But once you stop, right, be careful, right? So that's the thing. Eating potato crisps, that's also interesting. Someone eats potato crisps and he's mashing the whole time. I think the moisture's got sugar. If you eat it, mummies will then take it, they dip it the whole time. It's not so easy to do that. But if a person doesn't stop mashing, his mummies eating it the whole time, then that could also be okay. But otherwise, it's not so possible. If a person's having food, he goes out in the streets. He goes from his house, so he has a, what do you call it, a pack of crisps, so he makes a dom in his house. Besides the problem of eating in the street, it's not ideal. The person makes a brocha, burka dom in the street, he makes a brocha in his house on crisps, then he goes out into the street with the crisps. Yeah, it's not ideal, especially if he's not mashing it one after the other, because he's lost his brocha.
I don't understand why you said it, but the garage is a problem, right. The house is the garage. If you've got machitzas around the house, it shouldn't be a problem with the garage.
Put your shrimp on. If you've got machitzas in there, shrimp is on the chimney.
There's machitzas in there.
There's machitzas, you're aware.
But I have one.
No, that's different, my friend. Because they made a broch in that area. Here you made a broch in the house, and you're going up into an open area, into another area with machitzas.
But I made a broch in the house, also in the machitzas of the house.
Yeah, but the machitzas have a different garden house than machitzas. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, that's a good question about God. It's a different machisa. It's a different area. One's the fence.
If my house was there, I would be all right with the book. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. And that's two different machines. It's two different machines. Yes, sir. It's a good art. It's two different
machines.
If you carve your driveway where the machines are around it, and you go eat in your house, and you go to your, into your car from there, is that called machines?
Have you got machines around it?
The house got machines around it in the outside.
Have you got a garden machitz going around in your garden?
Yeah.
So Shlomo Zalman says it's a chiddush, it's not a pashtus.
You're going in your car.
That's called mechel bechel. Yeah, you have to know what that is. I'm not sure what that is. That's worse, could be.
And then you drive out.
That's much worse. If you make a brock in the open and you go to your car, the time that's called mechel bechel. But once you're in your house and you go to your car, that's much worse.
So you can't in your driveway.
No, he's talking to the driveway, that's a clue.
He said,
from house to your car,
it's
a different
house to
the garage, even though it's got
machitzas
around, it's called
Tim Michael.
Even though in his
back,
it's not because
it's a machitzas. The machitzas in your garden having machitzas, that's alright, it's a very machitzas. I must tell you, to extend it into your car, I think it's very, very machitzas. I don't know how it works. I don't know, but that's a machitzas. The Shlomo Zalman is a very machitzas, it's not like Mishnah Berurah. It's a very, very machitzas, it's not Moshe, my lot of So you've got a mashal wild in a garden, you've got? A garden is a place where if you've got machitzas all around the garden, you've got no problem. Say a big park where you've got machitzas all around the area. Also, I'm going to talk about a traveller bed, very briefly, hopefully. It's a bit different, but we're not talking about a traveller bed, yeah? Then we're talking about you can have an open area, we've got no machitzas. We live in the countryside, there's no things around it, there's no walls around it. That's more problematic. That is more problematic. That, there's a big shade of where the das helps there. Nice, Mr. Rose Mahmoud there, it looks like. And if you could see the original place, then by the end you can't make a bracha. So a person goes to a big field, the moshav got no machitzas around it, and he eats, he makes a bracha in one place, then he moves off. So kol zman he can see that original place, that might be okay. Once, it's not ideal. Once he goes away from that place, he's got a problem. So let me just make a sikkum of what we've learned so far. A beach is a good example. A beach is a good example. The person makes the brocha. It's an interesting thing, a brocha rishonah, because a brocha rishonah, I must say this, a brocha rishonah really doesn't get cut off. Unless you go out of the place to lose it, a brocha rishonah can last you the whole day. Someone in the office, for example, someone who's moshel, let's say, for example, is in his office, and he sips water during the day. So he makes, for example, a brocha, he comes to the office at 9 o'clock, 9:30 is his first cup of tea, a cup of water,
and he makes a shaker, a little bit of Oreo on that cup, and he has a sip, he sips the whole time, he never has a sheer revius. Once he has a sheer revius, then he's got a brocha achron he has to make, which has to be sorted out.
Revius has to be done
with half an hour. Yeah, revius has to be done within half an hour by drink. Yeah. So the mice, I'm not talking about you having a sheer. This person told me he goes to work, he sips, come out the whole day. He has a bottle of spring water, and he makes a shakel nebrivore, and he drinks during the course of the day. That shakel nebrivore can last him the whole day, actually. There's no end to the brocha show, it doesn't stop. If he goes out of his building, then he can lose his brocha rishon.
The same thing applies.
But if he doesn't go out of his building, he stays there, he's there the whole time, and he's just sipping the whole time, then he's not lost his brocha rishon. He can have it the whole time, his brocha rishon can last. Once he decides, that's it, I'm not having any more drinks, that'll be another story. But if Kol's man, he knows he's going to drink, then that brocha rishon will last all the time, sorry.
Same thing applies to Baal Simcha, who's the Kiddush. He spends a couple of hours there, so when he comes, he makes Kiddush, makes a brocha on herring, make a brocha on some crisps,
as long as he doesn't go out. Yeah, so going out. I must tell you, sometimes, you must admit, this going out is a big advantage. I'll tell you why, for example. Let's say someone, from Mr. Feinstein says, someone made a brocha on a cup of coffee. And he's schmoozing, and he doesn't remember where he's up to. Have I made an after brocha? Where am I up to with this coffee? It means I want another cup of coffee now, but I'm not sure. Do I have to make a new shakel or maybe before or not? I'm not sure where I'm up to. Did I make a very good
question? He's forgot his own first book, so he has to make a new book.
He's locked, well, he hasn't lost it, because maybe it's still working. You know what the best thing to do, my friend, is? You know what you should do? He should go out of the building. Yeah. If he goes out the building, he's lost his brocha rishon, definitely. If he goes out where he can't see where he is, he goes out into the street, for example, out of the area, he's now avoided the whole problem. He comes back in again, and now he can make a new shakel. He can't make a burn of foshes. We know the burn of foshes will make at the end, we'll cap for that, but he just makes a new shakel. He's now avoided the problem because of what he's done. He now comes back in again, and he makes a new shakel without any problem whatsoever, and he's good. I mean, obviously, it must be he's gone away from the area. He's not Roy Makomai. He's got no problem now. He zip has to make a new brocha. He's gone out of the mahitzas. He's gone out into the street. He's going a little bit for a walk. He now has to make a new shahaka near Bivori. Yeah. That's not what a blockchain is to read. We also go kasha. When a person does it because of a sophic, a person's doing it because he's not sure what to do, that's not called a blockchain in the street. He's allowed to do it. He doesn't get himself involved in the sophic brochas. He's got himself in a bit of a problem. So to avoid the sophic brochas, he's allowed to do this. Let me just make a sikkum what we said so far, Rabbi Yisai. Very simple. We spoke about mipina lapina. In one big room, there's no problem. Mecheda lecheda, going from one room to another, and you're the owner. That's also a big question. I've mentioned this before. It must be an apartment block. So you've got a few flats in the apartment block. You go from one apartment to another. That's a bit of a question. Could be the different bailim make it like a new person. It could be as a new chibrok, a shayla. But in your own place, there's no problem at all. A mafeset, a balcony. Also, many poskim say, chibis has also got a din of mecheda lecheda. So that's called mecheda lecheda. We said automatically, we normally assume you've got das moving around from one room to another is not a problem. Well, then we spoke about
a completely enclosed yard. There's no way into the yard except through the house. Is that called mecheda lecheda?
That's a shayla. If you've got mechitzas around you, so the Zalman says it's called mecheda lecheda. Many poskim, the rule holds, once you go in an open air from your house, you've lost it. It doesn't make a difference if you've got mechitzas. Then you've got mebayis lechotzer, going from your house into your garden, or your front garden, your back garden, you've got mechitzas around it. I say, according to Mishnah Berurah Pasuk, the problem, you've lost your bracha. If you can see the original place where you made the bracha, you can't make a new bracha. It's not ideal. And according to Shlomo Zalman, says, you've got mechitzas around it, it's got a din like mecheda lecheda. Got to do that one room to the other. Then we talk about bias to bias, going from one house to another. That's much worse. It means you go from your house to across the road, someone else's house. You've lost the brocha, even das, Roy McCain pass doesn't help. That's a very strict form of losing a brocha. And then we spoke about the gardens. You've got a garden. So if it's got an enclosure in that whole enclosure, you've got a heating park, a huge enclosure there with the heaters around it, no problem. If it's an open area like a seaside, it's a good example. A seaside, a person goes from one place to the other. So the if you don't have Roya Makhima, you've lost your original place, and the Chayyim, you've lost your bracha.
And that's your people there waiting.
Ah, now let's come on to some Etayim. So where are they Etayim now?
Can I just ask something? What about those people who go on a train journey? So they watch from one to
a trouble, that comes to trouble. Right. The next, let's come for their Etayim, yeah? Their Etayim. Hetzer number one, Rabbi Yisai, is a very big interesting point.
If you start eating in a car, end up in a park, where's the
Well, I must say, a traveller, let me just tell you very briefly, I'm going to have time to get my mind into a traveller. Someone who's travelling is not confined to any area. a traveller can make a bracha here in Manchester. He can travel to Eretz Yisrael. He hasn't lost his bracha. Really. Because a traveller is a different thing. We are talking about, most people, Chazal understood, when they make a bracha in this room here, they kovei a mokum here. They fix this place as their place. Hence, if they go out of this place, they lose it. A traveller, someone who's on the move, he knows he's going to travel. You know, Moshe's example of a traveller is a person who's waiting for a taxi to take him to the airport. He's waiting, he wants to go. So he makes a bracha on a drink in the house. That bracha carries on right through. Because he's travelling.
Make a bracha and Bratman's come here. Is that travelling?
Right? I don't know how to call it a traveller. Yeah, you have to know what's called. I'm not sure. That's a good point. I mean, he wants to move. A pastor travels, someone's mum is travelling on a journey. So a person's travelling on a journey, calls mum, much like someone comes from London, so he makes a bracha in his car and a can of Coke. He makes a shako. He has a drink, then he looks at his petrol gauge. Oh, the petrol's going down. He's got to stop at the service station. So he goes out to the service station, he stops there, he fills out a petrol, he says, you know what, I'm going to go to the toilets. So that's, he's not stopping, he's not, he doesn't want to be conveyor mocking, he's on the travel. He goes to the toilet, he comes back into his car, he's not lost his brother. If he decides to sit, and he said, it's too much to drive, I've got to have a rest of it. I've got to sit down, take it easy for a few minutes, and now he becomes in the service station, he sits down for a rest. That's different, really, he's stopping your travel. That now is conveyor mocking.
So when you get to the park,
yeah. Once you get to a park and you now want to sit and you have your meal there, that's going to be mocking.
You started drinking in the car.
Yeah, you want to get to the park.
Now exit your car. You've got to make another brother.
No, in the park, you're okay, I think. But once you go from the park back into your car, now you will convey a mocking in the park. So now when you go back into your car, you're going to make a new brother. You and me?
Convey a mocking in the car.
Yeah.
What
if a
person goes to three
kiddushim
on Shabbos? Is
he called a traveller? But kids, let me just tell you a few of their tables. Right into the kiddush over here, the Machaber says. And that is, number one, is a kiddush like this. Some food items make you have to come back to the original place. The Shulchanos case is bread. When a person makes a brach hamotzi on bread, and he has a kazayis of bread, he has now got a chiyuv bech hamotzi. He's got a bench. That benching, Chazal said, he must come back to his original place. Very big evidence sometimes you can have it in different places, but l'chatchila certainly, a person is bound to come back to his original place. Since he's bound to come back to his original place, that brocha is not lost. A person makes some moitzi here, for example, he has a kazayis for bread, because you have a kazayis, you want a brocha chreina. So you're not tied up over here. He has a moitzi over here, he has a kazayis for bread, then he goes out into the street, away from here. He has to come back here. In fact, not only does it help him over here, if he goes to another mokum and he has some bread in the other place, he's also not lost his hamotzi. Because the brocha is really being trapped. The brocha rishona is really locked into him because he's originally had to go back to his old place. And Chazal allow you, even when you go to a new place, not ideal, but even if you go to a new place and you have a hamotzi in a new place, it's best to have chilat avdas and have a hamotzi in a new place and eat some bread in a new place. That's best, but you do not lose your bracha. So for bread, there's no question. If a person has hamotzi on bread and he goes out, he has not lost his bracha. Again, it's not ideal because Chazal are worried the person goes out, he might forget to make a bracha achrona. So it's not ideal going out once you've made a bracha. Really, the best thing Chazal want is a person, when he finishes the session of eating, to make an after bracha. But the person knows he's got to catch mincha, he's got to go to shul quickly to catch mincha, don't want to miss mincha, so he wants to go to shul, he has to go out and help his wife with the shopping, he comes out a very short time. There, the hamotzi has not been lost, he can come back and finish off his meal. There's a big shaila in the Shulchan Aruch, does this apply to Alam Michna? Does it apply to Alam Eis? This is a sopping in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is not machriya. The Mishnah Berurah's Loshen is mashma like this. He says that it looks like he's saying for Alam Michna one can be lenient. That means a person has cake, eats here cake, then he goes out. Since he's officially meant to come back here, so it could be it's the same as bread, not off his rock. Alam Eitz is mashma. The Mishnah Berurah's not happy with Alam Eitz, but he said if a person goes out to solid brothers. Means you can't say he has to make a new eight when he comes in again. I mean, someone had a bunch of grapes over here. He's meant to make an eight. He went out to get something from the street. He comes back in again. He's now got a bit of a dilemma what to do. Because it could be, our eight is also like bread. It's mashed from the Mishnah Berurah, but everyone can eat it. One sofit brozlog, or one's allowed to eat it. Not ideal. Bread is certainly okay. Mutter the chatchila. And cake, it looks like this rule is lenient with cake as well. Aloe 8 is very problematic. Aloe 8 is a problem. This is because if a person did it without 8, you can't make any broth. Because it's a sopic whether you can. You're allowed to carry on eating, strictly speaking. But it's not an ideal thing to do. So now, a person has a piece of, I'm saying, a person goes to a kiddush, he has cake. Really, strictly speaking, he could go to other kiddushim as well. Because he's not lost his mezonos. Again, it's l'chorah better to make alamichya in the first place. I say Chazal always prefer a person makes alamichya in the place where he's finished now, even though he needs to go somewhere else. It's an interesting question, this, because if a person could easily forget, first of all, you meet someone in the street, you talk, you shmooze, things happen. So Chazal really prefer that a person makes an after bracha where he is. It's not called a bracha in the street, I don't think.
Is that true when you have to get
that is better, but
you can't use your
scoring. Sorry?
You can't use your
scoring. You can't?
You can't use your scoring. You're not going to forget.
It could be better. It could be better. I just think it's risky because if you meet someone in the street, you never know what happens. People happen to other people. They start schmoozing in the street and they get carried away. Something happens. That's why I think it's safer to make alamishka in one place. I can't say mechoyu to, but I would have thought it's a safer thing to do.
So what did you say about the bocha vayna?
But brocha achroyna, if it's bread, there's no shayla. Ala mishka, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma on cake, you can be lenient, you can go out, and you don't lose your brocha on cake when you come back. Ala eitz is very questionable. Ala eitz is not cloth from Mishnah Berurah. He says, but the emet, you can't make a new brocha. It looks like he's not very happy with it.
If you go out, you make the brocha achroyna for someone else in the same house, a different room.
What happened? What have you done? You had cake.
If you've got to make a brocha,
we should come back to the original place. But Alan Mithka is supposed to come back, ideally.
And Benji?
Benji, is he meant to come back?
So you started the journey already, you forgot to bench.
Really? If it's not too much of a dinner, you're meant to come back. Ideally. The person can't come back. It's very awkward to come back. Then he's allowed to have it in a new place. You have a bit of bread in a new place.
Well, put a pig in the house. What's he talking about? He's got a bench.
Not ideal. Not ideal, no. She brings her one other heifer that's also meant to serve is also very interesting. Yeah.
What time, about time is out to come back? Is there
a sense of humility? Yeah, you're sure brocha achroyna. Once you've lost your brocha achroyna, good question. The whole shtickle Torah here is basically brocha achroyna, yeah? That since you have to come back for your brocha achroyna, so you're tied to the original place. If you're out for a very long time, you lose your brocha achroyna, all falls away. It has to be that within your brocha achroyna time, you can come back. There is another also interesting heifer which is mentioned over here. And that is if you're eating with other people. Yeah, so dividing the mention one heter, the heter is plus is definitely okay. Cake is also right, and other eats is questionable. There is another kiddush in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person is eating with other people. That means you're having a meal with other people. That means it's a meal that's planned. You come to supper to my house. I'm giving you let's make it. It's not I'm giving you a steak and chips and peas. I always say, what I recommend here on the courses over here is not what I get at home, by the way. Sometimes these menus sound a bit funny. But you've got steak, you've got chips, you've got peas. Hadom and shako, yeah? So you've got no alamichah, which ties you back over here. So I'm in the middle of eating. We're all eating together. We had a little get-together. And we're supposed to eat together. Then my wife calls me at home. I've got to go home and fetch something. So I go home. The chersh have lost the bracha. Here's a new chiddush. Achenim imoy, other people are eating with him. And he's expected, this person is expected to come back. It's rude for him to finish the meal and not come back at all. That also binds him back to the original place. He can't eat in the second place. At least when I go to my house and I go and fetch something from my house, I can't decide if there's some schnitzel there or something there. That brocha doesn't help me there. The brocha only binds me in the original place I was. My friends are waiting for me to come back. And therefore I'm expected to come back. That is the expectation. The expectation is that I'm eating and I'm expected to come back. I've gone out for a short time and they expect me to come back. They're going to wait for me. They're going to still be in the middle of their meal. If they're going to finish their meal, they're not waiting for me. They make a broth after it's also gone. What?
If you're sitting at home with your family having supper, then you go outside to the car.
Yeah, very good. So now that will help. So now if you're sitting at home with the family eating supper with no alamichah on our eats, no pass, and you have to go, you realize you left something in the car, which is in the street. It's not a royal occurrence. You go out to the car to fetch something. Very good point. And it comes back in again. You've got no key to make any broth.
Even one person.
Even one person remain behind. Yeah. Even if one person remain behind. But the point is, my friends, it must be that you expect to come back. I mean, if you're not expected to come back, I mean, he understands that like, you've gone out, he's going to finish the meal now himself, and then bench and go out. He's not waiting for you. Then that doesn't help at all. It has to be, there's an expectation that you are, it's rude for you not to turn up again. If you're not going to turn up again, he's waiting for you, he's expecting you, and you're here. Then I must say, it's not talking to Chiddushes actually, but let's say I'm learning with someone. So we're learning together, and I say to him, we'd like a cup of coffee. He says, yeah, I'll make a cup of coffee. Then he goes out of the house just to fetch something from outside. When he comes back there, I don't know if this has to work. He's not eating with me. He's learning. It happens to be he's having a drink. That drink is incidental. It's not rude if he doesn't finish his drink. He doesn't need to have a drink. That drinking session, it's not really an eating session. It happens to be, by the way, he's having a drinking session. So good or I'm not sure. It's not really a necessity for him to have this drink. If, by the way, it's not an eating session. And therefore, the Torah, that won't help you in that case over there.
Is that Mishnah
Berurah? What, Achim Rabbah?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very, very common. Yeah, this is very, very common. Yeah, yeah. So this only works if you're expected to come back and you're eating something. I say there must be an eating session for an if you go out and your wife finishes off eating at home and she's made a broch achrayin, that's also no good. It's finished.
Well, you could be
it has to be. What?
You could be kaved sidon yayin. There's also, isn't there? You said you must be eating something.
If
you drink something
well. Oh, okay. I've been carrying something. Well,
yeah.
A child, I think, a good child is 6 years old. A child of 6 already, you're eating with him. That's already a chashivas there. You expect it, and you expect to come back to finish off with him. Then that would also help me, he says, yeah? That also helps. Otherwise, that also helps. So imagine someone goes to a restaurant, for example, he's eating by himself in the restaurant. There are other tables there as well, but he's eating. That's no shaitas at all. You've got no connection whatsoever. There, the chayyim won't help you at all. The fact that he's having his chips and his steak or whatever, he goes out to go and get something. The fact that the person next to him is sitting down as well there, he's got no shite to him. He's not expected to come back with him, he can go home. He's got no reason to have to finish off a meal because of the other person. That other person can't bind him, and maybe that won't help him. Because I think a sick of what we just said.
Cake and coffee together.
What?
Is that on his own?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't want to mention this. It's a good question. It's cake and coffee together. This is a Sofer Shulchan Sofik. Sofer Shulchan's got a Sofik. Someone has a piece of cake with a coffee. So then he makes his brocha mazoinus and shakel. He goes out into the open. So his mazoinus he's tied back to. He doesn't lose it because he's got to come back. He's tied as that the shakel you lost. He's specific about this. Very tied as that it could be the shakel you lost. In a bread meal, they say that's okay. The person makes, he's got a bread meal. He makes hamotzi, then he has some sweets. He makes shakel on the sweets. Then he goes out. That sweets are tied to the meal because it's all included in the Bechah Mazon part of it. It's all part of the meal. But cake and drink, that's much worse. So that won't help at all. Because the cake is the cake's got no shakel.
So you automatically
have the cake, but not
the
drink.
Yeah, but you automatically.
Yeah, that's a stopping. These times you've got no shakel. That's a stopping.
You take your
shakel
to the cake, you'll come automatically.
You're trying to come back for the cake. That's a stopping. We give a bit quick to come up, we said. So because we started off that moving around in your own house, so in one room, Mepina, there's no problem at all. Mecheda, Lecheda, we also said there's no problem at all. Mebias, Lechot, going from your house into a courtyard, that is a bit of a grey area. I'd say the Mishabura holds, you've lost your bracha. If you can see the original place that you made the bracha, you record Mishabura, you can't make a new bracha. So you go out into your back garden, for example, you can see into your room where you made the bracha, you can't make a new bracha, it's not ideal. Shlomo Zalman's got a chiddush, he's got machitzas all the way around, you don't lose your bracha. Lebias, that's much worse. Pastures, that's what would help you in such a case there. We spoke about a big garden. A big garden has got machitzas around it, it's okay. You don't lose your bracha. If you haven't got machitzas around it, it's Roya Makaymoy, that does help. And then we spoke about how to protect your bracha. So we said one kiddush was, if it's a bracha achroin, it's two in a bracha achroin makaymoy. Bread, which requires an after bracha, it's the original place. It requires a bit of it's the original place. You don't lose it. Ala Mishnah is also very similar to that, Pastures. Ala Eitz is a bit of a question. Questionable about Ala Eitz food, Ala Geffen. La Maisa, which means that if you go out, you can't make a new bracha. It's a sofik. You can't make a new bracha in this case, and you have to leave it as it is. It's not ideal what you're doing. And then we spoke about, the other thing is about if you've got company, you're eating with other people, and you're expected to come back to finish your meal with them, then they tie the bracha down for you. It could even be one person who you're eating with. That person will tie the bracha down for you. Go for to have a cup of coffee with someone, you're joining him with a cup of coffee. That's what you're going for. You have a bit of a time with him. And you don't lose your bracha in that case. I don't know about
yourself.
It's a shame. It's also got a right. It's a shame of possibility.
Well, like you